Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint.
Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. It has been months. It's been since May. I'm pretty nervous. I don't even know if I know how to do this anymore. I mean, I published 17 episodes. I think I tried to listen to some of them and I was just like, ugh. I feel like I don't like who I was last year. Wait, no, that's a lie. I love myself, but I was going through it. I was unemployed. Lots of things. So much to catch up on. I have like a full list. I don't even know where to start. But welcome back to the couple hundred of you that might be listening again. Hey, what's up? Hope you've been well. Because I'll be real, I only got like a few hundred downloads an episode. I mean, I only did like 17. And at that point, I only had like 200 followers on Instagram. It's fine. Everything's okay. We're okay. I don't know. I just kind of was like, I just needed to take a step back from the podcast because I was like unemployed as hell. Like you got, I don't know. If you want to go back and listen to the first 17 episodes, go right ahead. If you're jumping in now, I don't know. I don't want to force you to do anything. You can just start here and we can just carry on like nothing happened. If you've watched, the whole point of this is I like to puff, puff, pass. You know, I like to smoke joints. The premise is I kind of get a little bit, do a little bit of, I don't know. Do I say smoke? I smoke weed. And then I get on camera and then I do a podcast. That's it. And I just talk for a bit and then that's it. That's the thing. My past episodes have been about like friendships, working in corporate, blah, blah, blah. So it's really kind of just in like stories. I tell a lot of stories about my personal life. I have you guys write in. I love getting to know you guys too. So please follow me on Instagram, follow me on YouTube, you know, comment, tell me stories, DM me. Let's build this Chelsea's Joint community. Do you know what I mean? We're growing and I didn't think that would happen. I was a huge doubter of myself last year. I was like, I can't do this. Why am I doing this? I think that's another reason why I stopped the podcast because I was like, why am I doing this? This is going nowhere. And this still might go nowhere. You know, I still might only get a couple hundred people listening to this. You know, if I get to like episode 100 and there's only a couple hundred people listening to my podcast, that's when I'll probably be like, maybe I should reevaluate. But I've only done 17. So we got to keep going. But I've been really inspired to start to bring this back specifically because I'm getting a lot of women followers on my Instagram, which I will explain why. But if you are new to the pod, I always tell you the strain of the day. Strain of the day was either, I wrote it down this time because usually I forget, was either Candy Queen by Falcana or Vortex by Bondi Farms, which are both local to Washington State. I don't know which one because it was already in the grinder. And if you don't puff up pass, you don't know probably even what a grinder is. But whatever was in the grinder was what I had. And I took one big bong rip. I'm a bong girl in the winter. These little lungs, I'm little, you guys. I said the other day on Instagram stories, by the way, watch my Instagram stories. By the way, I post so much on there, like every day. Can you guys like watch? I'm not saying no one watches, but I'm like, you know, there could be more of you. Also, I think I'm going to be honest, you guys. I don't know. If you've been here from the beginning, since the beginning of last year, beginning of 2023, when I started this, yeah, I had like 200 followers for the longest time, like basically up until July. I posted some videos that went viral and they were about like smoking weed. And that's when things started happening online. Like I've partnered with some really cool companies. Like I've partnered with Zigzag, like the rolling paper company, like multiple times. I did a giveaway with them over the holidays. I was like, huh? I was like, bruh, I was telling them that. I was like, I've used your product since I was a teenager. Don't, like, if you're a teenager, like, don't do drugs. Yikes. We're getting into some dicey area here. Okay. strain of the day. Yeah. Like I said, Candy Queen or Vortex. Don't know which one.
I don't know which one.
It was just whatever was in the grinder, okay? I haven't seen y'all since summer. If you followed me on my Instagram is where you can find, like, everything, basically. I feel like it's just, like, my diary through videos and pictures. Like, it's all there. I've kind of slowed down on the TikTok. Still love TikTok, though, but it's, like, it's a lot of shit. Like, I'm still a one-woman show. Just a lot of things, okay? I didn't do a podcast during the summer. I was just living my life in the summer. I was outdoors so much, in the sun, hiking, just enjoying my summer. I think the last time we spoke, I got like a job, a couple jobs, and I quit them. And so basically, June and July, I was just like, cool, this is just my time to just be unemployed. So I was like chilling, unemployed. It was like really fucking fun. Duh. Oh, then I started applying to corporate jobs. I went on LinkedIn and I was like, I gotta apply to corporate jobs? Because I tried to go back to waitressing. No. I got hired at a couple dispensaries. I started at one that was a nightmare. I got hired at another one, but didn't start because I got offered another job that I accepted. So, after like my fun summer, I even did my first solo camping thing, which was amazing. And I was so happy I did that. That's like another part of me is like, I love being outdoors. I'm probably not as like granola girly as, I don't know. I'll camp during the summer. I won't camp during the winter. I'm sorry. Anyway, so I did like a solo camping trip. That was fun. That's also on my Instagram and I think on my TikTok. My goal this year, you guys, is to get monetized on the YouTubes. So follow me on YouTube, comment, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be posting the video version of this podcast on YouTube. I think I'll probably just upload it to Spotify as well, right? Well, why not? I'm going to have to figure that out. You would think doing this is like riding a bike, like I would remember everything. I'm like, I don't remember how to freaking produce a podcast, but here we are. Here I am producing my own podcast, round two, 2024. Let's back up. So did my solo camping trip, so fun. And then I got a job offer at this corporate place. I've worked in corporate. If you guys know, I've done an episode about me quitting corporate America. It just wasn't for me. And guess what? I crawled my way back because of the money. I mean, I was unemployed for months. And I mean, luckily I did get some unemployment, but that didn't last long. The unemployment doesn't last forever, you know, like thank you US government, I guess, but like I only got like a few months of unemployment, which is better than nothing, but I'm just saying, okay? Okay. Was doing interviews at corporate places. I know the game. I know how to get a job. One thing about me, if I need to make money that bad, I know how to get a job. I'll go work at a grocery store if I have to. You know, I've done that. I've worked at Whole Foods before. I think I was 27 when I worked there, or 26. There's no shame in working in these places, okay? I was applying to corporate places. One of them really liked me and they were like, we would love for you to join. And I was like, and they were like, we'll give you the rest of summer. So I basically started at the end of August, beginning of September. Worked there for a week and I was just like, that same feeling in my gut. I was like, this isn't me. I'm insane. You know, that definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I joined that company working as the same position, the same salary I was making at my previous company, which is good. I mean, I was like, okay, this is better than nothing. But when it really came down to it, I was like, I'm going to have no time to do what I love to do, which is make videos, talk to you guys, have a laugh, smoke weed, do some shrooms, talk about it, have conversation, be honest. Like, I just can't be myself in those corporate settings, okay? So I had to quit. And after I quit, I really looked inward and I was like, all right, this is it. Like, because with this internet thing, you guys, I was always kind of halfway in, halfway out because I didn't believe in myself. I don't have that much support. Obviously, Tom supports me. He's my number one supporter. My mom supports me. You know, my family, people do support me. But what I mean is, like, I don't know other people who do this. I'm starting to get to know people who do this stuff, but it's quite hard when you are like a content creator or like an influencer and you kind of have to figure out everything on your own. Like, I'm my own boss, which is crazy. Like, I had to open my own LLC because I've been doing these brand deals. So blessed. I mean, if you're here from the beginning of Chelsea's Joint, I talked about that in episodes before where I was like, gosh, I wish I was getting paid to be online. And now I get paid. Companies pay me to advertise their stuff. I mean, if we're just talking stuff out, I mean, I would love to do ads on this podcast. Like, hello. Because let's be honest, your girl's kind of, I split bills with my husband. Tom is amazing and he is a gem. And I'll be honest, he does pay more. Okay. But him and I still split bills. Like, I'm contributing a lot of my money that I'm earning, which is totally fine. That's called being an adult. I would love to not have to pay for anything, but life sucks and you have to pay for everything. See those lights back there? I should have turned them off because your girl has got to pay. So basically, remember at the beginning of the Chelsea's Joint episodes, I was like, I wonder if I can like do this internet thing. I would love to get paid. From September to December, I was just getting a good amount of partnerships on Instagram, a few on TikTok, but they just kept rolling in, and to the point where I was like, I'm okay with earning this income. If you're an influencer, if you are a content creator, you learn eventually that a lot of these times these companies have money to give you because you're, let's think about television, okay? TV has huge produced commercials. Now that everyone isn't really watching TV anymore, obviously people are watching streaming TV, but I mean like live TV, you know, commercials, or even streaming. Like, we have Hulu, but we don't pay the premium, and obviously there's advertisements. Anywho, so with those kinds of advertisements, there's camera crews, there's writers, there's actors, you know, there's huge fees behind a lot of these advertisements traditionally. With like what I do, these marketing teams and these like the marketing budgets for influencers can be pretty high because they can pay us a good chunk of money, like thousands for a video, because we're the writers, the producers, the editors, we're the ones posting it. Does that make sense? So I know like people like Alex Earle, for example, she's like, if you don't know who she is, she's like TikTok queen. So if you're not on TikTok, you probably don't know her, but she has a lot of brand deals and people are like, oh my gosh, she gets like my salary for one video. But you have to think of it as like, she is someone's constant like television, like eyes are on her, kind of like with traditional TV commercials. That's just, it's the game. Unfortunately, it's the game. And if I learned anything from Succession, from good old Logan Roy, is you got to play the game. In this world, you got to play the game. And that is a very niche Succession thing. And some of you might get it. If you know, you know. Anyway, I started to get maybe lucky with these partnerships. And so I'm doing this full time now. The internet, me doing videos, this is my full time gig. So it's me bringing Chelsea's Joint, the podcast, back is just like pretty relieving because I'm like, cool. I'm already doing this full time anyway. Back when I did the first 17 episodes, I wasn't sure where I was going. I was like, am I going to have to get like a full time job? Am I going to do the internet thing part time? Now I'm like, this is my business. I'm a business owner. Like, I own a business. I have to do my taxes. Oh my God. It's fine. Because you know what? I've learned how to do all of this so far. So I can learn how to do my taxes as a business owner, because I'm an adult and there are resources, and she believed she could, so she did. That's where we are. We are here, and I do this full time, so I'm going to be your internet friend for hopefully the rest of my life. I hope when I'm 95 years old, I'll be doing brand deals with Zigzag, you know, smoking a joint at 95 years old, being like doing Zigzag giveaways. No, just kidding. That's not what I want. It's a joke. Also, there's going to be like no sun in 10 minutes. So I love winter. I remember saying like how much I hated Instagram in a lot of my, episodes. It was because I only had a couple hundred followers. I'm going to be honest, my community, the people I talk to the most who follow me, are on Instagram. They're my loves. TikTok, it's because I fell off of TikTok. You know, if I wish I was three people, one person to do TikTok, one person to do Instagram, and one person to do the YouTubes, but I'm one gal, okay? One day, I would love to have a team, would love to have an editor one day, but that takes money that I don't have to pay someone. So, all me right now. I don't even know what I was freaking saying. That's the thing about being a stoner and having podcasts. You just freaking forget what's going on. Ooh, another thing for the past few months, I was like, if you follow me on Instagram, you know this. I got hit by like the holy trifecta in October, got the vid, got COVID. That honestly wasn't even the worst. That was the least of the sicknesses out of the three I had. So I got COVID, had a really bad fever for a couple of days and bounced back really quickly. That was right after I got back from Hawaii. Oh, I went to Tom surprised me with a trip to Hawaii to surprise my family, and that was amazing. So that happened in October. I'm sure I got COVID traveling, brought it back home, had COVID. Then Tom and I had to go to England. Oh yeah, we went to England. I've done unexpected traveling this year. It kind of wiped me out because we went to England. So much fun. It was for one of Tom's like family, like, It was a sad reason why we had to go, but it was great seeing his family. We came back and I got like such a bad like cough and it was crazy. Like that put me out for like 7 or 8 days. I couldn't believe it. I was on the couch. I was on this couch right here. Couldn't be a person. Finally got over that. Was slowly coming back. That took me a while to get back from that. I was like out, dude. December, Christmas. We're feeling good. Tom and I are feeling good. Everything's great. Like everything's awesome. He's off work. We're eating good. He brings home like a veggie tray, fruit tray, and like just food from his holiday party and his work. And I was like, hell yeah. And I hate wasting food. So I was like, we're gonna eat all of this. I don't even like cantaloupe or melon, but there was a crap ton of it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to eat this. Tom doesn't really like it. I don't either. Christmas night, I'm feeling terrible. Tom goes to bed. I'm puking. And then some. You know what I mean? I've never felt like that in my life. I've never even had food poisoning. So I was like, damn. I was like, what the heck is going on? I was up all night, fever the next day. Couldn't eat for days. I couldn't eat for like 2 or 3 days. Like I was eating like saltine crackers and Gatorade and Pedialyte. I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Come to find out, I post on my stories. I was like, I don't feel good. But the one thing I have eaten that Tom hasn't eaten is like these melons and cantaloupe from this fruit tray. A follower told me, they were like, there's like a recall on pre-cut cantaloupe. And it's like there's salmonella. And I was like, cool. I just Googled it. First thing, the CDC website basically saying, don't eat cantaloupe. Don't eat pre-cut cantaloupe, salmonella, blah, blah, blah. I had freaking salmonella. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't see what else. All the stars point to yes. So we got COVID. We got a really bad, like probably bronchitis, honestly. And then salmonella. 1, 2, 3, the holy trifecta. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what have I done? Me looking up to the sky. What have I done? Oh my gosh. And the thing is of like me doing this internet thing, when I'm sick, I'm not making money. That's the thing. I can't create. I can't put videos out. I can hardly form an email. Is someone playing the violin for me? Like Phil Blatton, I'm just kidding. So anyway, that happened for the past few months. Winter kicks my ass. I have an autoimmune disease. I have psoriasis. My immune system is constantly just like fighting and like in overdrive. If you want to learn about psoriasis, just Google it. Like I Google everything. Basically, I have psoriasis. So when my skin is dry and it doesn't get much sun and is just like flaking off, basically my psoriasis flares up, and then my immune system also gets a bit crappy in the winter. It happens every year. We're back on the mend. I'm going to the gym. Who, me? I've got these cool headphones. $150. Let me know if you want a link. I'll send you a link. They're the Sony like 720Ns in blue. Looking all cute. I got headphones because I was like in the gym with my wire headphones. And I was like literally getting tangled in them. I was like doing an ab workout and like my freaking... My freaking wire headphone like at one point was like around my neck. I was like, this is like unsafe, like I'm not okay. So $150 later, here we are. I really like them. Only had them for a day. So far so good. Another thing with Chelsea's joint this year, it's gonna be shorter episodes. I think another thing I was doing to myself is I was recording for like an hour every episode. And that means I have to edit an hour of film. If you've never really edited before, for me, it's a lot of editing for one person. So episodes are probably going to be less, I'm hoping, like 30 minutes tops. 35 minutes tops. Unless we get some ad sponsorships, then they'll be longer. Hydro Flask. No, just kidding. Oh my God, if Hydro Flask, please sponsor me. I've had this thing forever. I'm so Hydro Flask loyal. I don't have a freaking one of the things. Stanley cup. Here's the thing. I don't really trust straws. My brother and his girlfriend got us these really cute cups for Christmas. It specifically came with like a cleaning kit for the straws. And I was like, hell yes. But I just have a feeling that some of you bitches aren't cleaning your Stanley cup straws. That's all I'm saying. It's a new year. I shared this because I had a partnership with a mushroom company. How cool. How cool a mushroom company is paying me to talk about mushrooms. I mean, talk about dreams coming true, am I right? Talk about do the thing you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I did shrooms and got paid for it. No, I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding because that's reality. So I shared in my partnership like some themes for this year. My themes are going to be strength. I'm going to the gym, bro. And I've been doing yoga with Adrienne, her 30-day program, her new one, Flow, on YouTube. It's completely free. I've been doing it every day. I'm going to do it after this. It's great, guys. It's very beginner-friendly. Like, if you've never done yoga before, you can do it. It's amazing. And if you miss a day, it's totally fine. Like, I love yoga with Adrienne. I recommend her to everyone. She's the only exercise that I've been consistent with for like 4 years. She's just amazing. I love her. So strength is a theme. Proactive over reactive. Oof. So how I'm working on that is like Tom got me a whiteboard. It's like in the corner right next to my desk. And I write out my schedule every day. And I write on the other side like big things that I need to get done that month. And I just put like check boxes and like that's a huge thing for me. Just visually seeing some sort of schedule is huge for me being proactive. Because last year I didn't stick to a schedule. You know what? I was enjoying being unemployed. So of course I didn't need to stick to a schedule. Now I have a business now, you guys. So your girls got to do things, you know. I want to put in 40 hours a week or probably sometimes more depending on editing because I got to make a profit, bitch. These lights need to be on and I'm paying for them. And then another theme is surround myself with smart, successful people. Now, I assume if you're here, you're smart and successful. Even if you and I can't be together in real life, I'm surrounding myself by you being in the Chelsea's Joint community. And you know, we're swapping stories, we're swapping experiences. Like, so that's a huge thing for me this year is building community in Chelsea's Joint, hopefully in my personal life as well. You know, maybe I'll do, I'm already grimacing. I was going to say, maybe I'll do like a group like meetup in Washington, but I'm grimacing because I think it would go great, but I have done a lot of like traveling because I traveled for a few years by myself and I've done like travel tours. And sometimes when you meet a bunch of strangers at one time and no one really knows each other, sometimes it's not even things are awkward. I don't care about that.
It's just sometimes there's someone you really don't like and you're like, oh my gosh, like get away. The chances, this is so rude. I'm sure I would love all of you guys, but the chances of like me doing a big group thing and then maybe let's say like four people show up, there's a chance I might like really not like one of the people or something. And that's like such a pessimist. I shouldn't think like that. I'm just being real because of, because that shit's happened to me before. I went camping on a camping trip because I was like in this Washington girls hiking group. Okay. I tried, you guys. I've tried making friends here. One of the girls who went camping with us, never met her, was so rude, was so adamant about like hikes. And I found all the hikes because guess what? I fucking have to plan everything. Anyways, I planned all the hikes. It was in everyone's all trails. Like it was so organized. And she was like, I want to do this one. And we were like, oh, well, that one's like 2 hours in the park and we're leaving that morning. And like, we were like, it just wouldn't make sense. And she basically had like a tantrum, like on the verge of tears being like, but I want to do that one, to the point where we all had to cave and we're like, okay, I don't know. It's just like, it's little things like that where I'm like, I would love to travel with my community, but what if there's just like that one person who just has the worst social cues? I don't know. So surrounding myself with smart, successful people is what I want to do this year. You know, connecting with more content creators on the internet, and that would be sick. Maybe doing like some sort of like collab with like a creator, that'd be like fucking sick. I see like my favorite content creators like hang out and I'm like, oh, like Brittany Broski and Drew Afawalo are my fucking girls. I know like so many girls are like, Brittany and Drew would like be my really good friends, but like I know for a fucking fact Drew would love me because I'm Samoan, so like we got that going on, you know, we got that Polynesian blood in us. And Brittany and I would just get along because she's fucking funny. So is Drew, so is Dayson Afwallow. If you don't know these women, give them a goog, look them up on the internet. They're two huge inspirations for me. I love them so much. Okay, I wanted to end the episode with this because I posted this video the other day. And this, I think a lot of you girls who saw this video will be listening to this. I'm hoping, because I posted something. I posted a video basically saying, is it weird that I don't have a best friend? I've talked about this on my podcast before, not having very many friends. I have friends. They're just not my like best friend. I remember I used to have a best friend in high school. I had to cut off that friendship. I would say I had best friends in college. Like we obviously just aren't roommates anymore because, you know, my time with women used to be all the time. You know, I always was with my high school friends more than like my family, which is kind of sad maybe. And then same in college, like I like never left my college town for like 5 years straight. Like I was just in my college town. So whoever was around me during college was like my family, it felt like. And it was great. It was like community. Now I have my husband and I explained this into the video and maybe I'll like link it. But I was just like, I don't have a best friend. My husband, Tom, is like my best friend, which is beautiful. And I love that I've like found my dude, you know, like that's so, oh my God, I never thought in a million years that would happen. So check. Amazing. Okay. That part of my life of like finding love romantically, amazing. Cool. You know, like obviously I'm so grateful for that. But in terms of like, you know, when someone's like, oh, I even did the, okay. For example, I did a giveaway with Zigzag during the holidays and it was a giveaway where I said, whoever wins gets to give this giveaway to like their best, like bestie, to their best smoking buddy or whatever. And so many of you guys entered and it was amazing. The girl who won, Michaela, hey girl, hope you're watching and listening. She was like, oh, like I can't wait. And she sent me the profile of her best friend. And I was just like, if I entered my own giveaway, I would be tagging Tom and my mom. Like, I don't know. I don't have another person besides Tom or my mom where I can pick up the phone and be like, I know I do. I know if I called one of my just friends. And when I say best friend, I mean, like, you know who your best friend is. If I'm like, who's your best friend? Like, pretend like I'm asking you who your best friend is. Who's your best friend? There should be a name in your head, like, immediately. I don't have that. Hopefully it comes. I wanted to read some of your guys' comments because what I'm going to ask is I think I'm going to post this on my IG stories. Maybe I'll post like it on my account, like a video on my account. But I want you guys to tell me your friendship breakup stories, because in the next episode, I want to talk about like friendship breakups, my experience with friendship breakups from even like teenage years, you know, to college to in the last couple of years, like how those friendship breakups kind of change and how I've been trying to heal from them. And I would love if you girls sent me your friendship breakup stories so I can share them. Obviously, they'll be anonymous unless you want me to make it, like, unless you want me to say your name. But I'll post something on my stories so you girls can like write in or like comment down below, or my email to Chelsea's Joint is like in my bio on Instagram and on TikTok. So we'll figure it out. But I just want to read some of this because I couldn't believe, let's see how many comments. There's like 750 comments on this. Y'all, I'm currently editing this episode, and now on that video, we're in the thousands in the comments. Okay, we're in the thousands. The following on the IG is going up, up, up. If you're watching, comment down below. Just thank you so much. Share it on your IG. I love you. I mean it. Like, I haven't read all of them, obviously. It's just so crazy. I'll just read some. I've never related more. I haven't had a girl best friend in so long. I don't even really have girlfriends in general. Makes me so sad. My goal is to make friends this year. Same girl. Someone said relating to this on a cellular level. Wait, that's such a hard word to say. Cellular? Someone said, and there's lots of encouraging stuff too. But someone said, I've never been anyone's main best friend, at least not since early childhood. Felt. Someone said, thank you for sharing this. I'm in the same exact boat. Someone said, I have zero friends. I have my husband, but I'm completely fine in my own company. And we'll also talk about that in the next episode of just like being alone, but not lonely. Okay. This year, even though I'm alone this year, technically, I mean, I have my husband, but in terms of friendships, I don't really hang out with that many people. We're alone, but not lonely because we have this community. I have you, you have me, whoever's watching, listening, we're in this together. Okay. Next episode, I'll share so many more of the comments, you guys, because those are important. But the best thing for you to do is to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, on freaking, what's it called? Spotify, on iTunes. So like, subscribe to the podcast. I don't even remember how to do this, you guys. Definitely comment down below. Like, let me know how you've been. I miss you guys. If you're an OG Chelsea's Joint person, if you're new, say hello. Tell me where you're from. Like, have you followed me from Instagram? Like, when did you start following me? I find that very interesting. And I'll post something soon on Instagram so you guys can share your friendship breakup stories. But you can also just DM me. You can email me. Like I said, the email is in my bio on my social media, because we got to talk about this. We got to vent, okay? Give the podcast 5 stars, please, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That would mean the freaking world to me. And subscribe on YouTube. Just do everything. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, at Chelsea's Joint. I'm so excited to be back. I love you. I mean it. See you next time. Bye.